Good morning. 11:36 a.m. Hey, it's still morning. On the 19th of January, 2017. I feel like I should get a prize for guessing the date right. So today's been a bit topsy-turvy. I had to get the girl up and get her over to the orthodontist at 8:30, which meant I was here making sure people were moving instead of me being out on the sidewalk moving. And I came back, had some breakfast, settled in, and then PC Herring just texted me, and the date stamp reminded me that I have to walk, because in less than an hour I'm supposed to be getting a haircut. Then I have to pack up the books, throw some clothes in a suitcase, and get ready to head down to Colorado Springs tomorrow. And I really want to get a walk in before I go. Not that I won't get a lot of exercise while I'm there. But having missed 2 days this week, I really need to put in as many days as I can before I leave. So here I am, walking. Walking and talking. Office is coming together. Today should be the last day. To play with the office. I should get the desk cleared today. And I should get the books packed up. I've got a couple of sets of books outstanding that people have ordered that I have to set aside, and I don't think I've got enough. I don't think I've got enough. I've taken some sets of Tanith and a bunch of Ashes down. I don't have any quarters here. Well, I've got two, but they're claimed. cord is tangled. So every time I swing my arm, it tugs, which is not good. Why? So I'm trying to push a little bit this morning, trying to get home fast. I'm bundled up like it's 20 degrees. I don't have my long johns on, but the parka and extra warm shirt. And the sun is so bright and so warm. As part of my meditation practice, I'm supposed to visualize my body filling up with pure liquid golden sunshine from the tips of my toes up to the top of my head. And while it sounds silly, it is kind of. As a visualization, as a counter to depression, it's pretty effective. Also hurry because I need to get home. Stuff to do, things to go. Stuff to do, places to go, people to see. There we go. It's cold enough, my nose is running, my ears are plugging up because I'm sniffing. So yeah, tomorrow, self. We'll be gone Friday night, Saturday night. We'll be home Sunday afternoon. Should be a fun time. It's always a fun time when I go down to Kosang. Make a killer Reuben, if I remember correctly. Post. Fast lap on the way by. I hope the sound of my voice isn't a symptom that I'm about to lose my voice. Feeling kind of chusty. I could have got away with a windbreaker this morning, I think. Boy, that's hot. Of course, I'm walking right in the heat of the sun here. Shit. No, it's still recording. The microphone unplugged for a minute. The device says it's still recording, so that's good enough for me. Today's Thursday. And a woman walking the dog. So I don't have a lot to talk about this morning. I've been checking in to EVE Online just to see, make sure everything is copacetic. I've got my EVE monitor keeping track of all the training cues. My alpha clone characters are coming along nicely. Our Citadel still has fuel, which is good. We'll have to get some more fuel soon. But I can wait till I get back. I have to change my shirt before I go get my haircut because this one's getting soaked. I can't believe it. Dog is barking. So the cat with a sore mouth. He lost 10 teeth out of 30. And apparently it's a relatively common thing when the roots of their teeth reabsorb into the body for some reason. Which leaves the teeth themselves open to falling out and infection and pain. So it was a couple days, and the tuna water trick worked. Sprinkle a little tuna water on about a tablespoon of food, and that was good. And then the next night he had some meatloaf. And now, little bugger is back to eating crunchy food again. He's chasing the other cats around the house. This is demanding his lap time. So back to normal. I still haven't heard back from my banker. I wonder what happened to her. She transferred or went home for the holidays for a couple of weeks or something. I haven't heard from her. I have to try to call her. Today's Tuesday. She should be in the local office. Maybe I'll stop by. Because it's right where I get my haircut, so we'll see. Yes, I need to get back. Coffee is talking to me. Say, let me out. God, it's hot. After walking along freezing, there's a broad-winged hawk. A couple of them. After walking along and freezing for so many days, walking along and sweating is unusual. At any rate, I made it. I'm here. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.